Welcome to another classic edition in our Book Academy podcast. And this time, we'll feature Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. So, disclaimer, there was nobody who told me that I should read this book, but, well, I did finish it, and now I ask myself, why? It was probably at some point the curiosity of comparing Emily Bronte and Charlotte Bronte. I know I should not compare them, for their writing were absolutely out of this world, but let me just ask, how did they so create those tragic love stories? Aren't they loved by their parents? Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte is a book that is absolutely famous for its vivid characterization and length, and it makes me raise my expectation with Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. So just a quick recap on Charlotte Bronte's Jane Eyre. It's a famous classical novel, a love story between Mr. Rochester and Jane Eyre. Jane Eyre is an orphan and had to live with her aunt and cousins. She was sent to school and then she became a teacher. Then she advertised and got a job in a place called Thornfield as a governess. That is where she met the master of the house, an almost 40-year-old man, Mr. Rochester. Then there started the development of their love story until they decided to get married. But during the wedding day, someone stopped it because the person claimed that Mr. Rochester was still married. Eventually, this made Jane Eyre felt hurt and she decided to leave Thornfield. Jane Eyre finally decided to go back because of her love for Mr. Rochester. She learned the tragedy that happened to the place of her master, and Mr. Rochester got terribly injured, lost both his eyesight and his one arm. Then, because of that tragedy, they also got reunited, got married for real, and they had a baby. Mr. Rochester was able to see again, and then it's a happy ending. So now let's take a short review of Wuthering Heights. Wuthering Heights is Emily Bronte's only novel, written between October 1845 and June 1946. So it was published in the year 1847. Emily died at the age of 30, and after Emily's death, Charlotte Bronte edited the manuscript of Wuthering Heights, arranged it for the edited version to be published as a posthumous second edition in 1850. So although Wuthering Heights is now widely regarded as a classic of English literature, contemporary reviews for the novel were deeply polarized. It was considered controversial because its depiction of mental and physical cruelty was unusually stark, and it challenged strict Victorian ideals of the day, including religious hypocrisy, morality, social classes, and gender inequality. Its genre is Gothic fiction. The focus of the story is between the characters Heathcliff and Catherine. Heathcliff was found in the street by Mr. Earnshaw and raised with his children. He is of unknown descent, and his almost inhuman devotion to Catherine is the moving force in his life, seconded by his vindictive hatred for all those who stand between him and his beloved Catherine. So Catherine Earnshaw is the daughter of Mr. Earnshaw, and Heathcliff's Foster's sister and love interest. She marries Edgar Linton and has a daughter also named Catherine. She was torn between the marriage to a wealthy man and her love for a poor one. She had social ambitions and was somewhat spoiled and arrogant. So how, after reading this book, I watched the movie adaptation, which was the 2009 ITV two-part movie, and I got confused. In the book, I loathe Mr. Heathcliff. I was just wishing him to be extinct. But when I saw Mr. Heathcliff in the movie as Tom Hardy, my feelings somewhat changed. I love his acting and his portrayal, but I could not, you know, you could not hate the face like that. You could not loathe that kind of charm with those lips and emerald eyes, although the eyes of Mr. Heathcliff in the book was, if I remember it right, it was brown. So moving on, what had really confused me was that it was in a way different from the book. I think they should have not entitled it Wuthering Heights because it wasn't the same. In the movie adaptation, the entire focus was on the love story. Well, yes, because even if there were no love scene in the book, there was a rated SPG on the film. I understood that it makes sense, but I think it creates confusion when you have a movie adaptation of a book and it was not actually what had happened. Or maybe, you know, I'm not perfect. I was just wrong with my interpretation of the book, but I'm pretty much sure with that scene that it wasn't included on the novel. I see Wuthering Heights in the book as a story of social hierarchy, of childhood stories, and of death. It was different, but it was not an awful kind of different. It was a movie that kind of makes sense different. I understand they had actually brainstormed the entire book until they came up with a movie that will make sense. So why am I saying this? Because the book sometimes does not make sense. There's a lot of information to process in the novel, but we all don't have the time to read it, so we watch movies instead. But have you ever been shamed for reading a book when there is a movie? Because I was. No, actually, we were. It was Twilight Saga, and we were book shamed for reading that novel because there was already a movie out. And I actually just read the last book, but I was told that it does not make sense. It does not make sense to read a book when there is already a movie. That's what they told me. And there were many books that I had read before that does have a movie adaptation, like Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter. But I think it was necessary for me as a bookworm. It's necessary to read the books and also watch the movie. It just makes sense to me, but to some, it does not. So to each her own, you do you, but yes, I was bookshamed for reading a book and not watching a movie, or reading a book and watching the movie at the same time. Now, going back to the story, does reading Wuthering Heights make sense, or should we just watch the movie? I say it's up to you. I suggest to not actually read the book, not unless you're okay with pain and suffering kind of stories. I don't want to read anything more of this type, to be honest. The movie, though, I don't know. With Tom Hardy and the horses and castles, I still feel the need to watch those stuff in action. Well, the story is obsolete. because, of course, it was the time where women are not yet sent to schools, people die of pneumonia and childbirth. But if you crave for a love story that will trick you in believing there is one true love, then go grab a popcorn or a book lamp and devour this classical style of storytelling. As I have told earlier, I really loathe Mr. Heathcliff in the novel because he was not making sense. And at the end, it was proven that he was mentally incapacitated, and mental health issues are exempting circumstances. Also, he had an unknown family history, grew up with no parents, and so I was left with the question on who to blame and the demise of the characters in the story. For you will pity Mr. Heathcliff because he had only one love in his life, and that was actually Kathy, and he poured all his love for one person because there's no one else alive that had showed him what love is. If you're interested in the story, some book sites offers this book for free and others have audiobook version too. It such warms my heart, finishing a classical novel. Like, how simple the times were when you cannot stalk people in Facebook and be surprised on what had happened to them. I'll be talking more classical stories in my future episodes, so hit the subscribe or follow button to be updated. And thanks for listening. Bye.